WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And for those folks tuning in for the first time, listening, I hope you don't like mushrooms. Folks.
We still on the mushrooms, really?
What are you talking? What are you saying? What are you saying, Chris Shaw?
We're still on the mushrooms, really?
He's never going to get off the mushrooms, Chris.
Listen, folks. We're going to go to trivia. This artist was big. Song was big. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who is it? Who's singing it?
If
I want to know who's singing
the
song.
And I start to cry.
You recognize the voice?
Each time we meet.
407-894-1680. Who is that voice?
All right, I'm leaving the show. I'm
walk on by. Make believe. And you don't see the tears. Just let me grieve in private. Cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. And so if I seem broken and blue,
that's enough, Chris. Who was it? Who's singing the song?
I know.
While we're waiting for someone to call in, Sheila,
yes,
you're
sir.
Up, Sheila Young. You're up. We're waiting for someone to call in.
All right. So if anyone out there is blind, visually impaired, or has other disabilities, audio description in every media aspect is absolutely awesome for everyone. And we have the first ever award ceremony for audio description Thursday night. It's going to be broadcast on NBC Peacock and I don't remember where else, but it's going to be on ACB Media. So if anyone wants to learn more about our gala for the awards ceremony Thursday night at 7:30, you can go to aadawardsgala.org. And for those that don't realize what audio description is, it's a track that tells you what's going on And it's so awesome because you can sit there, and even if you're sighted and you're in another room, you can cook dinner and still know what's going on what the movie is playing, how the movie's playing. And it's just an awesome service. And ACB has been one of the major creators of audio description. And we are so happy that Spectrum is one of our sponsors. So, audio description is such a wonderful service for those of us that cannot see. So, do we have anybody that knows the song?
Yes, ma'am. I got that hotline bling right here this evening.
All right.
All my lines are filled up, and I got callers probably still trying to call in. All right, so we're going to take...
All right, who we got, Chris?
We're going to take a trip. We're going to take a trip, and let's go back to the Midwest, because somewhere in the Midwest, they got some snow today on this evening and early this morning. But we're going to hit the area code of 313. That's right. If you don't understand what the 313 is, let me better put it this way. If you don't understand what 313 is, I'm going to explain it to you in the Motown sense. Will that work? Did you understand where I'm coming from now?
Really got it.
Motown.
That's right. Motown's finest. We got the one and only Diane from Detroit back on the phone line. She said, hey.
All right.
It's the third time around, and she is going to
welcome
get
back,
it.
Diane. Long time I haven't spoke to you.
Okay. All right, am Diane. I supposed to answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys must be into the Burt Bacharach tonight. I would say that was Walk On By Dionne Warwick.
100% right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway with no mushrooms in the card. Sorry. $10 gift card coming from Subway, but you can't use mushrooms with it. No mushrooms.
Did Sheila tell you that while that was all going on, I was in the midst of sending her green bean casserole recipes by text?
With mushrooms no, attached.
With mushrooms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, Diane, don't hang up. I need you to hold on one moment. Congratulations to you, all right? Don't hang up, Diane. Okay. Hold on one moment.
Thank you, Diane.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. That was a good song. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
All right, let's go up to some parts of North Florida, but still somewhat parts of Central Florida. We got the one and only Charles Brooks. Charles, are you there?
I am here.
I tried to do the voice, but I couldn't get it. Charles.
No, you can't do this.
Hi, Charles Brooks. Hey, Charles. How you doing, Charles?
I am
Charles. Charles, important question. Do you like mushrooms, Charles?
Yes, I do. On pizza.
Oh, Charles. Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Yes.
How are you?
I like it on chicken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it in spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'd be good.
Hi, Charles. How are you doing?
Hi, Charles.
Sheila, it's good to hear you.
Good to hear
and
you, too,
Lynn,
dear. How you doing?
I'm doing.
Wait a minute.
How
does he get deer? Wait. How does he get deer and I don't get deer?
No, get over yourself.
Now, look. I mean, you know, if I were to call you deer with a voice like this, you must be kidding me. Come on, Michael. No. But how you doing?
We're doing. You getting snow tonight, Charles?
Lynn, if I get snow tonight, I'll be rooming at your place tomorrow.
It's
going to
be cold, though, tonight.
It's not cold.
Yeah, well, we're north of you, Sheila, and he's further north than we are.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
It's not snow weather.
No.
I'm in the great polar north of North Central Florida.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Well, Charles, call me, because I want to catch up.
Okay,
Charles,
I will call you.
Bad for tipping. Thanks for calling in, Charles.
Y'all have a
Take
great
care.
Day.
We're going to break. Right. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Good night, though.
I don't have the castanets. Full on break. There we go.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call now, which you could, 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. Lynn,
okay.
You're up.
Well, we haven't talked to this gentleman in quite a while, but it's our pleasure to welcome back Ben Schaberman. And Ben works with Foundation Fighting Blindness, and he's also an author. We'll learn a little bit about that in a little bit. So welcome, Ben. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Well, it's great to be back, and thanks for having me. It's great to hear you, Michael, Sheila, and
the gang, part of the gang, half the gang.
Yeah. It's like, you know, the Carson show or something.
Well,
I'm beginning to think it's Laurel and Hardy
Letterman
anymore.
I didn't hear what you said, Sheila.
Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, Laurel and Hardy, yeah. Well, anyway, so tell us, Ben, what's new with the Foundation Fighting Blindness and, you know, some updates on research and activities for the people who are listening out there.
Sure. So the foundation is very busy with our Victory for Vision capital campaign. That's a major gifts campaign to raise lots of money in the next year and a half. But I think the most exciting thing that happened for us, as I think a lot of your listeners know, we fund research for inherited retinal diseases, and we fund labs around the world, we fund clinics around the world, and we fund companies. But we've actually launched our own company. It's called Opus Genetics. And we started this company specifically to address some of the rarer conditions in our world. And they are what we call neglected conditions because there isn't as much development of therapies for those conditions as we'd like. So we're in charge of obviously bringing staff on board, manufacturing the therapies, working with the regulators, and just developing business. So we're hiring people for Opus Genetics, and we've announced our first three development projects. So they're all gene therapies for Leber congenital amaurosis, LCA. LCA affects kids when they're born, really. They're born with significant vision loss, sometimes virtually completely blind. And so the three gene therapies are for RDH12, that's a gene, the gene Lebercilin, and the gene NMNAT1. So these all, when they're mutated, cause LCA, and they're relatively rare. Even in our rare disease space, they're the rarer of the rare. And it's very exciting for us to be in that space. We have $19 million in seed funding from the Manning family and BIOS partners, and we look forward to getting these projects off the ground and into clinical trials, so that's pretty exciting for us.
Ben, I have a question. I have somebody in hold. I'm not sure. Did you invite a testimonial, a person with a testimonial?
I did not invite anybody in particular.
Okay, just making sure. Then I know who this person is. Okay.
Okay.
You're using somebody else's phone. I just want to make sure it wasn't one of somebody calling with you. So please continue.
Sure. So that's a big deal for us. The other thing that's happening in our space that we're really excited about is some news on a CRISPR-Cas9 therapy. So CRISPR-Cas9 in recent years has gotten a lot of media attention. And basically what CRISPR-Cas9 is the ability to edit genes. So you can cut the mutation, the defect out of a gene. You can paste something new in. It's a very powerful technology. And a company, one of our partners called Editas, not too long ago reported some vision improvements for people in their early stage clinical trial for their CRISPR-Cas9 therapy. So we're very excited about that. And one of the people in that trial who's had vision improvements, a gentleman named Michael from New York, I did an interview of him for my Eye on the Cure podcast. That's a podcast series I launched back in May. We do a new podcast every 2 weeks. And in about a week, the podcast with Michael talking about his vision improvements from that therapy in that clinical trial will air. And he's someone who he had really pretty extensive vision loss, pretty serious vision loss, but his visual field has expanded. He can see more contrast. One of the things that he talks about in the interview is when he's eating, he can see his food better. And so he enjoys his food more because he can actually see what he's eating. He says the only downside to the treatment is he's afraid that he's enjoying food so much, he's going to gain a lot of weight. So I think that's a good problem.
Yeah, right. That's the worst problem, right?
Nothing to worry about.
Right, right.
Well, and Ben, this is Sheila, and my question to you, for those that might not know about genetic testing and what you're talking about, because they may think, oh my gosh, what is this man talking about? I have no clue what genetic testing is. Can you share with those that might be listening that don't know what you are doing and how it is, you know, how do we get the genetic testing done?
Sure. No, that's a great point, Sheila. And just to clarify, and I probably should have said this at the beginning, if people don't know who the Foundation Fighting Blindness is, I've been on the show so many times, I assume everybody
but well, they don't. We have new people.
That's a bad
every week.
A bad assumption.
Yeah.
So anyway, we fund research for inherited retinal diseases like retinitis pigmentosa, Stargardt disease, Usher syndrome, and LCA, which I was talking about, Leber congenital amaurosis. There are many other conditions. And each of these conditions is genetic. They're inherited. And for each person, there's one gene that's defective or mutated, as we say, that's causing their disease. And genetic testing enables the patient, in most cases, to identify what that mutated gene is. So once you know that gene, you can take advantage, potentially, of clinical trials for therapies that may address that genetic defect.
And Ben,
yeah.
Not to interrupt, but tell people why it's so important. You know, We have, as a matter of fact, we have one of our co-hosts, but we have people out there who have grandchildren that, you know, how important it is to to find out what the possibility is that their children or grandchildren
sure.
might inherit the disease.
Well, and I have grandchildren. So.
Well, right. That's true. I do.
No, that's another great point. So in addition to knowing the gene helping you qualify for a trial or a potential treatment, it can tell you what the inheritance pattern is. And that means who else in the family is at risk. Is a potential child at risk? Is a sibling at risk? And that's obviously information that the family would love to know, obviously. I have a colleague, Michelle, who works on my team, who was genetically tested, and she was really concerned that her son might be at risk. She has RP. But through genetic testing and then genetic counseling for her to understand what that mutation meant, they determined that her son was not at risk. So that was a big relief. And so as you're pointing out, that's an important benefit of genetic testing.
All righty. So, Ben, before we say goodnight, how about talking about your book a little bit?
Sure. I'd love to talk about Retina Boy.
There you go.
Retina Boy, although he's a teenager in much of the book itself is 2 years old, so Retina Boy, the book, is 2 years old, and it's available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle. There's an Audible version. And so it's about a boy that's born without any retinas, and this mystifies the doctors and the researchers. They just don't understand it. They've never seen anything like it. And as the story goes along, he's a happy kid. He has friends. His girlfriend is the smartest kid in his school. Even though she has a disability, she can't walk, so she uses a wheelchair. But they're a great pair together, and they go through life living pretty well despite their disabilities. But what you learn as you're reading the book is that he is actually an alien from another planet, a planet of blind inhabitants. He was swapped at birth for the human baby, which actually came from his parents. The aliens take the human baby, they drop him off.
How did you come up with this, Ben?
Really?
That's just the way my
your mind works.
But it's fun. It's inspiring. The idea is really to pay homage to these kids who have significant vision loss, but still go on to have really great, happy lives. And they've been my heroes. I've met and interviewed many, many of these families. The parents are usually the ones who are really stressed out, and understandably so. But often the kids with these significant retinal conditions are doing okay because it's all they've known.
It's all they live with.
Yeah, and they learn how to navigate a world that isn't necessarily so friendly to people who don't have vision, but they figure it out. And anyway, I wanted to do something a little fun, and because, you know, fighting blindness is serious business. I enjoy it. The science is really cool, and I like helping people, but it's obviously a challenge for people, so I wanted to make it fun. And I've gotten some pretty good feedback.
You did. You balanced both of them together.
And I will tell you that when I talk to people and when I was working and I talked to the parents, I would say, you know, if there's any time in life to be blind, it's now. Because technology is so awesome. When I was in school, we didn't have these options. And, you know, the research is just amazing. So you guys are doing an awesome job at Foundation. So thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you very much for coming on.
So much.
And good luck with Retina Boy.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Thank you for being out there for us, supporting us as well.
We appreciate it so much. Cool. Absolutely.
Thank you, Michael, Lynn, and Sheila, and have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Be safe and be well.
Yes.
And don't forget to read Retina Boy.
Right.
There you go. We'll
okay.
Talk. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Be safe and be well.
All right.
Okay, you too.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We're right back. Waiting for the castanet. And there we are.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Maybe soon you'll call in, 407-894-1680. All the lines are wide open, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up, Lynn.
Okay, well, if you think we were having a lot of laughs before, get ready. Get ready, because I know we're going to have more laughs. Serious, but with a lot of laughs. So we are so happy to welcome back our friend Sharon Giovinazzo. And if you don't know who she is, well, what can I say?
You haven't been listening.
You haven't been listening for, what, almost seven years.
Yeah.
So Sharon happens to be the president and CEO of World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas. Welcome back, Sharon.
Welcome back,
hey,
Sharon.
And Michael and Sheila, how are you?
Awesome. How are
you? Doing?
Say hi to Chris.
Say hello to Chris.
Oh, Chris, I can't just say hi to him. I'm going to give him a virtual hug.
I know that part, right? How are you holding up that way? Because I believe you got snow. Are you still up north right now?
I'm in Arkansas. We're not that far north.
Okay. All right. Because I believe some snow came along that way.
Four-letter word. Four-letter word is awful. We had enough of that in February. We had 21 inches.
And oh, my God.
Arkansas, yeah, Arkansas is not equipped for 21 inches of snow and sub-zero temperatures. And not to mention this Florida girl originally from where I was hatched, I am not equipped for that much snow anymore.
Well, then you need to leave Arkansas and come back to Florida.
Yeah, come back to Florida. Oh, there you go. That's the easy solution.
There
Get
you go.
Get that guest bedroom ready, Sheila. I'll be right over.
It's ready.
It's ready?
It's ready.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing. We're fine. We miss you.
I miss you guys, too.
Yeah.
I tell you, I feel like the whole world's closed down, and we were the only ones who just kind of kept on going.
You guys did. You persevered.
We did. We were the only center in the United States that served people who are blind in a residential capacity to remain open.
And you have a new dorm. You have a new dorm, right?
Well, we don't have a new. So, you know, 2020 wasn't so bad to us. 2021, on the other hand, we had a rough start. We had an IT debacle in January, and we lost a lot of our information because of a hacker.
Oh, no.
And then in February, we had the 21 inches of snow, and the temperatures were so cold, and just like the stuff that you heard in Dallas, it happened up here, too. And so we had two circulating pumps, which is what keeps the hot water circulating to the room so you don't have to wait for 5 hours for the hot water to come down to you. Those actually froze and split in half.
Oh,
and
my God.
Like a car wash in that mechanical room. And then in March, we had a fire. And nobody was hurt, but the first one, it was an evacuation for 9 days because we lost water on campus. And we're just so fortunate. We have great partners here in the city. Our insurance company picked up the bill for it.
What caused the fire?
We don't know. They eliminated mechanical and electrical. And so it was, you know, it was, who knows? It was an accident is what they ruled it as. And so that wiped out, that took out the, because of the smoke damage, it took out half of our dorms. So again, we had another evacuation until we could get everybody and get the smoke smell out, because we're six buildings and we take up an entire city block. And five of the buildings are attached, so they had to do the Ozium treatment through the whole campus, but that was only a few days that they had to evacuate for that.
Sharon, how does one get to partake in the services of World Services for the Blind? Can it be from anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, or just Arkansas?
So it can be anywhere in the country or the world. Right now we're serving somebody on a scholarship from Belize. And we have served more than 17,000 people from all 50 states and from now 60 countries. And we have a young lady joining us from Bangladesh in January. So all they have to do is apply. We are a vocational training facility that also has the comprehensive blindness. And so ideally, if somebody has a vocational rehabilitation case with their state services for the blind, they can apply and they'll actually pick up the bill for that. There are some people who don't qualify for that, but they still need the training to remain independent, to learn those basics in blindness, the AT, so they can access their computer, braille, orientation and mobility, techniques of daily living, you know, those important things. And we have a scholarship program that a private funder out of Dallas funds for us. So, you know, all you got to do is call. A lot of the people who call to get started, they don't even have an open VR case yet. So we walk you through all that. And, you know, we have about 20 different stackable career and certification programs that somebody can partake in. And I mean, we have some new and exciting ones. We have medical billing, and they can partake in these things online and not just have to come to Arkansas.
So they're remote opportunities.
There's lots of remote opportunities. We just added a new program for sourcing and recruiting. Believe it or not, you know, corporate America, when you have these big corporations, when you have jobs that are open, they use recruiters that go through and weed through the 5 million resumes that you get. And, you know, they do preliminary interviews. There's about a 30% shortage of recruiters out there for corporate America. And so we have partnered with the Sourcing and Recruiting Foundation, and we have our very first client who's just starting that program. So we're so excited about that, and we're bringing on some new programs. We always have people who are looking for hands-on, and we're bringing on a bicycle assembly and repair program. We're partnering with a local agency here called Holy Rollers out of Benton, Arkansas.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, and they have partnerships with every Walmart throughout the nation. So, you know, like when you buy a grill or a bicycle, you can have Walmart assemble it for you. And
right.
So these are great opportunities to open the door for employment purposes for our folks, and very, very, very accessible. So
that's neat.
So IRS, is that still one of your services?
It's not. And back in 2017, when Donald Trump had that first hiring freeze, that program was already on the decline because of security and, mm-hmm. you know, and just the government being the government. And so they pulled that program from us after 50 years. It started
That's
in 19.
Insane.
Yeah,
it is.
But, you know, in all actuality, a program like that for one government agency, you're paying it in the corner with that one government agency. And for Schedule A, a person with a disability can apply for an entry-level government position, and you are actually ahead of the game if you have the right skills. So it's all about becoming a lifelong learner and having the skills that you need to compete with everybody else who's applying for those jobs, because you actually have an advantage having a disability because they need to hire people with disabilities.
Right.
So, you know, that way that frees up more positions that are available out there.
Wow. Sharon, you were supposed to come on last week, and it turns out you had the same problem we did, no internet. And then you said your phone was in the office.
My phone died, and I couldn't get it back up in time. And my iPad that has an internet a cellular connection, I had left that in the office.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because last week was our annual tribute to Veterans Day. And from what I understand, and I've known this for years, that you are a veteran.
I am a veteran. I served proudly, United States Army. I was a combat medic. I was stationed in San Antonio for my entire permanent duty station. I went there for training, and I never left. Joined the Army, see the world, get stuck in San Antonio. But it was a great assignment. And then I was reactivated for Desert Storm and went to Kuwait for a short period of time.
And I did see that Polaroid.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
In your uniform. You were in your uniform.
I was. That was 2 days after my 18th birthday that was. And even as bad as the picture is, there's no denying that it's me. That's for sure. You can put me up in a lineup anywhere.
Oh, hey, that's so funny.
Hey, Lynn, Mike, Sharon, Sheila. Listen, I got a caller on the phone line who has a couple of questions for you, Sharon.
Okay.
Let's go over to the 313 again. She's been on fire all night tonight. Diane, how you doing?
I think she's loving the show.
Yeah, she's loving it.
Yes, I'm doing great.
Hi, Diane. Welcome back.
I won't mention mushrooms at all. Anyway, I do have a question for Sharon.
Hi, Diane.
Yes, hi, Sharon. Well, now, I am a proud graduate of the center in Arkansas, and I was there so long ago that it was called Arkansas Enterprises for the Blind.
That was a minute ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I was there in 76 and 77, and I had a wonderful time there. I worked with a lot of great people, and I met my husband there, actually. And we will celebrating our 44th wedding anniversary on Thanksgiving. So,
you married a turkey.
Yeah, well, you know, our anniversary was actually on a Friday to start with, but, you know, it kind of moves around every year. So, I attended the IRS Taxpayer Service Representative class. Wound up working here in Detroit for the agency for 30 years. And, you know, so it was all a wonderful experience for me. So I guess my question is, and you may have answered it actually already, you know, our training was obviously very much in person. And I'm wondering, you know, are you carrying on any in-person training there at this point?
As far as for the IRS, we do not. That ended in 2017 because the government pulled that out.
Yeah. As far as any of your training, are you?
All of our training is. We were the only residential center in the United States who remained open during all of COVID. We had zero uninterrupted services. We have about 20 career options that you can choose from now. So
wow, you have remote positions.
Right. And so almost all, except for massage therapy and right now our IT, and we're transitioning to that, are available online. So you can take any of the courses that we have. Of course, you know, like daily living and orientation and mobility, we don't do those things online. You need to be there in person to do that. But, you know, our on-campus enrollment over the years now has declined because so many people choose to stay home because most people just don't want to come to Arkansas. I don't understand it. And but, you know, with you being on the phone, one of the things I'm really excited about is in 2022, it is our 75th anniversary. And what we're doing is we want our alumni to join us for a celebration. It'll probably be somewhere in early summer, and we kind of want to do a through the decade. So I definitely would love to get your contact information.
I got it, Sharon.
Awesome.
I can share it with you.
Yes, awesome. Yes, and would love to have you come. We are looking to get everything funded because where it's no cost to the students. So that way you can come back and you can see. As I guarantee you, you'll remember the hallways because those buildings are still exactly the same what they were. It's just we've invested almost $4 million here recently in remodeling and upgrading mechanical systems.
Wow.
And we're getting ready to do another $4.5 million, and we're going to upgrade the dormitory space and turn it in, or half the dormitory space and turn it into a group home for people who are blind and visually impaired with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So,
oh wow!
But yes, I have.
Thanks for calling, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you very much,
Diane. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Sharon, very quickly, we still have a few minutes, but I know you wanted to touch on the BVA, the women's division.
So, you know, we have a wonderful organization out there. It's called Blinded Veterans Association, and we are a strong organization, and blinded veterans from all over the nation have joined that. But we have a women's group Women's Veterans Group for BVA that I'm now the chair of. And so, you know, this is a way that, you know, a lot of people, a lot of women in the military didn't have the greatest experience. And so this is a safe area to come and talk about camaraderie, and just a strong group of people that that come together. And we're trying to grow that. So if there's any female veterans out there, feel free to reach out to me. I would love to have you join us.
How do they reach you?
They can send me an email at the easy one is CEO, like Chief Executive Officer, at WS Blind, like World Services for the Blind, wsblind.org. So CEO at wsblind.org.
Okay. And then on a personal note, I'd like to know how you're handling three dogs and three cats, because we have three dogs and three cats, and it's a handful.
Yeah.
It's all about routine, and, you know, one of the dogs is my current guide dog, Pilot. Another one is a retired guide dog, Watson, who you guys have met.
Yep.
And then the Rona brought us D-O-G, like just how it's spelt, dog.
D-O-G, yeah.
D-O-G.
Yep.
And that was supposed to be a foster for a month. The city shelter at over by where the military base is here locally, because they had to close down for the coronavirus. They were going to have to put dogs down because they were overrun and they couldn't get anybody in. And so somebody asked, they said, can you foster a dog for a month while, you know, while you're not traveling? I was like, sure, I can do anything for a month.
And, how many months you
that was March 19th of 2020. And needless to say, she's still with us. She was in horrible, horrible shape. She wouldn't even stand up and walk on her own when I got her. She had been so badly abused, was starved. And but she is thriving now, and she's just a good girl.
You saved her life.
Oh, yeah, and she's great company for Watson, because Watson now stays home.
Yeah.
And then Pilot came along during the pandemic as well. So I didn't plan on having three dogs and three cats, but it's just kind of happened.
That's what it always says. It just kind of happens.
I know. They just multiply, it seems like.
Good. Where did everybody come from?
Right. It's like, huh, how did I end up with six animals? I have my own pet in zoo.
Well, Sharon, thanks for joining us again, and I hope we talk to you in December.
And all right, Sharon, I need you to call me when you come to Orlando, please.
Yes, ma'am. I will do that.
If you have time, Sharon, maybe you'll call in that night, that week, this Sunday of the weekend that you'll be in town. That would be
okay. Fine. Yeah, I fly home on Saturday, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter these days, yeah.
I know, right? We can be anywhere doing anything now, and I hate it. You know, I need to start pressing the flesh again. Everybody else has been cooped up, and I've lived a normal life through the whole pandemic, and I don't know what to do. I miss everybody, so I miss you guys. No hugs from Michael, and no Chinese food. I mean, you know.
I'm a mushroom. You and your mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm going to eat my mushrooms now. Thanks, right, guys, for having us on.
We got to take a night.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sharon.
Bye, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Be well and be safe.
Take care. Love you. Okay. All right. I guess it's time for our outro.
Wrap it up.
Chris?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Sheila, was that fun having you?
It's always awesome, Michael. Thank you.
Chris Shaw?
Yep. You already
there?
Know. Yep. We already
good job as always.
Let me
just remind everybody that next Sunday, November 21st, joining us will be our friend Kyle Johnson, who is the president and CEO at Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works. And Ms. Green is saying goodnight already. And Peter Cucciavi, accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, and Adam Spencer, founder of AbleDoc.
And let me also remind you right now, Sunday, November 21st, WFTL is preempted our radio show. So you're listening to basketball. So if you want to listen to this show, we'll be on.
You can stream us
from WOKB. You can stream us from a lot of other places. Alexa, check us out. I hope you'll be listening. Hope you'll be calling in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. I'm sorry that the show is preempted, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
It happens.
Look forward to seeing you whenever.
And happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Yes, if we don't see you on Thanksgiving.
We will be.
Anyway, God bless you all. Don't go forget. Don't go away. We'll be right back in a week. Except for WFTL. That'll be back. Anyway, you listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Good night, everybody. Be well. Be safe.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.